Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Friday, July 3. In Squiz Kids today, bring on the by-election. Ireland's professional toilet flushes. Grand Prix is go. And Katy Perry makes pop chart history. That's what's making news, kids style.
The lowdown.
You won't be able to move today without hearing the words by-election and Eden Monero. So, what does it mean and why should you care? It all has to do with an election that is taking place tomorrow in a part of New South Wales to select a representative to go to Canberra and sit in federal parliament. Eden Monero is the name of the area in New South Wales where some 115,000 voters live. The outcome of tomorrow's poll will be important for a couple of reasons. If the Labor Party candidate wins, the balance of power, which is to say the number of politicians on the government side compared to the number on the opposition side, will remain the same as it is now. If the coalition wins, which is to say the Liberal or National Party candidate, then Prime Minister Scott Morrison will have one more person on his team in Canberra. By-elections are elections that happen in one particular area only, as opposed to in a whole state or across the whole country. Labor is going in as the slight favourite in tomorrow's contest, but election experts are saying it will be a close-run race.
Spin the globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a new story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in Ireland, the Emerald Isle, in the picturesque County Mayo, where a young couple have been in charge of looking after a huge 800-year-old castle for the period of the coronavirus lockdown. Ashford Castle was once the stately home of a super-rich Irish family, but it's since been turned into an exclusive hotel with 83 rooms. But since the pandemic took hold, the place has been closed, with only a young English-Irish couple left on site to look after the place. As well as dusting the chandeliers and vacuuming rugs for days, the duo have to run the showers in every room every day and flush the 160 toilets twice a day, just to make sure the pipes keep running. At the end of most days, they end up in the castle's 32-seat private cinema, because all that flushing can really take it out of you.
Sport time!
Get your motors running, people. After a COVID-inspired hiatus, which is a fancy word for break, the Formula One races are back, kicking off this weekend with the Austrian Grand Prix. In keeping with these curious times in which we live, there'll be no spectators allowed at the race course. But with a sports-starved TV-watching public just hankering for any sort of televised competition, there's expected to be an enormous global audience sitting in armchairs all over the world watching the race. Sitting in the driver's seat for the Renault team will be Australia's own Daniel Ricciardo, aiming to be the first across the finish line and past the famous checkered flag. But he's going to have his work cut out. Britain's Lewis Hamilton, driving for Mercedes, is hotly tipped to win and take home his 85th Formula One race title.
Pop Culture Corner.
Katy Perry made a little bit of music history this week when her new single Daisies cracked the Billboard Top 10 in the United States, her 16th song to do so, an achievement which has only been matched by singer Kelly Clarkson, pop queen Taylor Swift, the indomitable Pink, and supergroup Maroon 5. Meanwhile, One Direction fans were sent into a mini frenzy again yesterday when Liam Payne posted to TikTok a FaceTime chat he'd recently had with Harry Styles, reigniting speculation the boy band was preparing to announce a reunion tour. My tip, for what it's worth, they're just mucking around and toying with the emotions of teenage fans everywhere.
What's up, Fox?
Every Friday we check in with Squiz Kids Ambassador Flynn, known as the Fox to his friends, to see what he's been reading, listening to, and watching. And this week's book is the hilarious Bumageddon, the Final Pong Flicked. It's the third and final book in author Andy Griffith's Bum Books, a series that started with The Day My Bum Went Psycho, in which our hero Zach Freeman must go back in time to save the world from being wiped out by Pong. Apparently it makes more sense to read than it does to say. On the listening front, he's been loving a bit of Guy Sebastian these past few days and has the single Standing With You on high rotation. And as for watching, there's been a lot of under-20s Rugby World Cup replays on YouTube, mixed with episodes of The Voice. He's all about Team Guy. There are links to all of these cool things in today's episode notes.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one. How many toilets does Ireland's Ashford Castle have? That's right, it's 160. Question number two. In which country in Europe is the Formula One Grand Prix happening this weekend? Yeah, it's Austria. Question number three. Which pop singer made a bit of history this week with her song Daisies? You got it. It's Katy Perry. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's July 3. Dun, 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 dun. It's Mission Impossible star Tom Cruise's birthday. It's also 92 years to the day since the first colour television was invented. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Stella from Double Bay, Storm from Abbotsford, Rory from Brighton East, Grace from Mount Gravatt East, Imogen from Cameray, Connor from Brisbane, Claudia from St Ives, Ashley from Broken Hill, Ben from Putney, Aurora from Subiaco, Olivia from Hughes, Jack from Crookwell, Kyle from Mora, and Miranda from Trevallon. And some belated birthday shout-outs to Jalia from Ashmont, Shy from Tottenham, and Mackie from Torquay. And some weekend birthday shout-outs to Ewan from Northbridge, Ava from Valentine, John from Listerfield, Quinn from Redlinch, Tilly from Ringwood East, Harry from Doncaster, Gabby from Toogoolawa, Alita from Gosford East, Holly from Inverell, Flynn from Melbourne, Maya from Inverell, Iniat from Oran Park, and Griffin from Coochie Mudlow Island. Happy birthday to you all. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. And while I love you all and could sit here and talk at you all until the cows came home, I'm following your lead and taking a school holiday week off next week. That means there's no Squiz Kids for a whole week. Woohoo! Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again on Monday, July 13. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent 10 days. I know I will. Over and out. Squiz Kids is proudly supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.